With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota officials are condemning the siege on the Capitol by a mob of pro-Trump extremists. Capitol Police moved members of Congress to secure locations when the violence began. Congressman Dusty Johnson's staff shared an audio statement that he recorded.
"Well, I'm safe, but it has been hard to see the United States Capitol overrun by people who crave violence. The Capitol Police are doing everything they can, but they are overrun. This is just a terrible situation. Too many people have been sowing the seeds of anger and division, and this is what we get because of that. This is the tragic harvest, and it needs to stop."
The offices of South Dakota Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds say the senators were also safe. U.S. Senator John Thune says it's difficult to know how much President Donald Trump is to blame for the mob that violently stormed the Capitol on Wednesday.
"You know, obviously he's been hinting for some time, come to Washington on the 6th and then encouraged a lot of the folks to show up and to march up to the Capitol. You know, how much did that contribute to how much of it was just organic anger? Hard to say, but fair to say again that, you know, when you sow the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And I think people, including from the president and others around him and others in voices and in media circles, some places on social media platforms, have been putting out false facts and then getting people to believe those things now for weeks. And it's time for it to stop."
The South Dakota senator spoke to reporters Wednesday night on a phone call. Both chambers of Congress were preparing to reconvene and certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory. That work was interrupted by the riot.
"And I just feel really sad about where we are today. It's unfortunate, but it's not going to stop us. We are going back into session. We're going to deal with this, and we're going to have a transition of power in this country. And I hope that the types of people who stormed the Capitol today get a clear message that they're not going to stop our democracy from moving forward."
Thune says the election was not stolen. He says there is no evidence of enough fraud to overturn the election results. Governor Kristi Noem criticizes statistical modeling to predict the consequences of the pandemic. She says much of it has been wrong, but one of her own projections from 9 months ago has proven sadly accurate. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Governor Noem presented a raft of COVID-19 projections during an hour-long press conference early in the pandemic. It was April, and she was bracing for the worst.
"When we're looking at our data and our numbers and the amount of people that will get infected, we anticipate it will be 265,000 people to 600,000 people in the state of South Dakota."
But there was one thing she refused to discuss, the potential death toll. When a reporter asked about it, Secretary of Health Kim Mulsom-Risden jumped in with a partial answer.
"We've talked in the past about various percentages of deaths associated with COVID-19, and that ranges from 0.5 to 3% of positive cases."
Then Noem interjected.
"And we're not going to give you a specific number. I guess there's no way for us to know that. We don't know what could change in the next day, the next week, the next month."
Later, another reporter asked about deaths.
"Is the state tracking it? Does the state have projections on this?"
Again, Noem deflected.
"All you have to do is use the formula that Kim just gave you in the previous answer."
The formula is the projected infections multiplied by the expected death rate. When you use that formula with COVID case estimates, it looks like this. The low-end estimate called for 265,000 positive cases with a 0.5% death rate. That's a minimum estimate of 1,325 deaths. The state has now surpassed that number. COVID-19 has killed about 1,400 South Dakotans. About another 150 had COVID-19 when they died of other primary causes. Some other predictions from early in the pandemic have proven far less accurate. Noem talked about that in November on SDPB's In the Moment.
"We're in a much better spot than what we thought we would be at this point in time. At this point in time, Dr. Fauci had told me I'd have 10,000 people in the hospital."
Indeed, the state has had far fewer hospitalizations than early modeling predicted. The actual peak was about 600 people in hospitals one day in early November. Since the first case was detected in March, there have been about 100,000 confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases in the state. It's unknown how many additional infections have gone undetected. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.